And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Pat McDonald, former editor, now retired, Western Out There News, but still active.
Oh, yeah.
And very active with talking the Western Out There News, Los Cabos to the jackpot tournament today. Going to be a great time talking fishing in Southern Baja. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Fantastic offers on the Proteus Wind Grip rods, too. Plus, Daiwa will offer a free gift with purchase. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Welcome, Pat McDonald. Long time no talk here.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, Pat?
He's kind of been in hiding lately.
Not hiding. He's been fishing. Just not telling us about it.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I've been having a great time.
Yeah.
I told people, yeah, how's retirement? I said, that's semi-retirement. I'm still doing the ball reports for the paper, writing for some other magazines, but I'm also doing the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot, and that's keeping me real, real busy. So that's coming up in November, and so that's our 20th year. So
20th
wow,
year,
and no
I've got,
way.
Yeah, and I got
being down there for the
yeah.
first time.
So yeah, and I've done a lot. Cedros Island, been doing Alaska. We talked about Alaska. I went up there for Kingfisher, and so it's been crazy. And I got three grandchildren. I'm chasing them around. And,
that's cool, Pat.
Yeah, so it's been unbelievable.
Good.
Yeah,
retirement sounds pretty good.
Semi-retirement
sounds pretty good.
It's fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, you're still fishing. You're still working for the paper on a per needed basis, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They don't need me that much, but the I was doing the weekly Baja reports. I wanted to transition slowly into it. I didn't want to just like cut everything off and like that. So Bob and Twilliger and the guys there, they were really nice about just having come up with a plan where I kind of slowly maybe eased out or kept doing the fun things. And
cool.
So I do some of the charters. Like I said, Kingfisher. I've been doing that for God knows how long. And I love that place. And Cedros Island just got back from there, and I did a Puerto Vallarta trip, and we're planning another one soon. So, but right now my focus is on Cabo, and it's going to be our 20th year, and that's a big deal. You guys have been the 20-year sponsors, so there's only about three or four of them, but we've had longtime sponsors like Costa and those guys that have been a big part of our event, a huge part of our event. So. So we're going down there. We should have 150 teams. We're ahead of last year's signups, and we gave away like $700,000 last year and about 100,000 more in prizes. It's the biggest, Bisbee's is, I think, the biggest tournament in Mexico, but in terms of a team tournament, we are the biggest, and we have been for like the last 10 years. I don't want to take anything away from Wayne and that incredible black and blue tournaments, but we are the biggest, and we're the biggest tuna tournament in the world. So we're pretty proud of that.
That's the fact
that we started it back in 1999, and we're expecting another great great tournament this year. So that's what I'm working on right now. I mean, from the making art, the hooks to setting up the venues, dealing with all of our sponsors and staff down there. So
tell us about the Western Out There News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the motto is fish hard, party harder. People said, you should have it. You should have it party harder, fish or whatever. I mean, switch it around because it doesn't make it sound like it's serious. It's serious.
Yeah, it's a lot of money on the line.
Yeah.
How much money did you give away last year?
$670,000,
$690,000. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, nine teams.
For a tuna.
Nine teams. We had a tie for one of the $10,000 optionals, and I'll explain a little bit about that in a minute. But we had one team two teams tied, and so they decided instead of a coin flip, they were going to just split the money.
Smart.
So we changed the rule this year so that from now on, if we have a tie, which is very rare, for any of the optionals, then the teams will split the money.
What would cause a tie?
When the weight is the same.
Like exactly the same?
Exactly the same.
To the 10th?
No way.
Yes.
Come on.
What a trip that
is.
Yeah.
And I looked at those guys and I go, well, the rules are we do a coin flip. And they're like, hang on a second, let me talk to the other team. So they come back a couple minutes later. And this is a crowd of like 200 or 300 people sitting around, And they go, we'd like to split the money if that's okay.
And how much was it?
It was 60,000, something like that.
Jeez,
and so
that would have been a heck of a coin flip.
No, Dad, could you imagine?
Yeah. So
I'd do the same. I'd do
it. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, that's awesome. You guys can
totally.
That's fine by me. And so this year we decided, we made a couple minor rule changes, and one of them was that. So And then we had two.
What is the rule change?
Oh, the rule change is if you tie, the teams split the money.
And
of course, it can never happen, but if it's three teams, then we would have to do a drawing.
Yeah.
And then, which I don't want to do. Or split it three ways. I think it was split it three ways. And it'll never happen.
Over the 20 years of the tournament, I'm sure there's been quite a bit of refinement.
Oh, yeah. But the original rules really have stayed, but there have been some refinements. And so this year we sat down at about a two-hour meeting and went through all of the language of the rules. I know this is kind of boring for all the listeners. But in a tournament like this, and you're dealing with a lot of money, you're dealing with potential cheating, potential people just don't listen.
People cheat?
Yeah, no, what? Not when there's 600 grand on the line.
Are you kidding? In fishing?
No, never. no, they don't, and they don't really do it, you know, with malice or anything like that. They really want to cheat, but that sometimes they just they will screw up on the rules. And I go over these rules all the time, and we give them to them, and they still forget them. And I said, well, you know, how many crewmen did you have? You allow 4 anglers, 2 crew, and then 2 guests. The guests cannot do anything except for make sandwiches and video. They can't even look for fish. And sometimes people will try to throw another crewman on there as a guest, and we had to disqualify a team 1 year for
really?
Doing that.
Wow.
And I had to interview him for half an hour, and he finally admitted that he helped pull the fish through the gate. I said, well, that's fishing. He goes, oh, the fish was dead. And I go, no, you were fishing. And therefore, the other team gets $60,000.
Wow.
So, and it was a very, very tough decision to do that. I didn't want to do that. And he says, well, can we continue to fish? And I said, yeah, you got busted for this today. Please don't do that again. And I can explain how you can get around the rule. You just make one of your crewmen, take one of your anglers out who really can't fish that hard and put your crewmen in. But it's too late now. You have to do that at check-in. So there's a lot of little rules like that that, you know, the guys understand it. You know, the Real Quest is really good at understanding how you set up the teams. Like, you know, they take one of the elderly anglers out and take them off the team and put a crewman on. You can do that. So the idea is to make it a fair playing field so you don't have a yacht out there with 8, 9 crewmen. And
gotcha. You know, unfair advantage.
I think it's unfair advantage, and we've kept it that. And people have argued that, well, we need more crewmen. Well, pull some of the anglers off the team. So
so you could have 20 people on the boat. It's just only 4 active fishermen.
No, you can only have the maximum number of people you get to have on any boat at any time is 8. Because it's 4 anglers, 2 crew, and 2 guests. Uh-huh. And I did that because people want to be involved and have fun.
Right.
That's fine. Only 4 anglers, though. And only the anglers can pull on the fish.
Now, do you still have that multiple anglers can pull on the fish, though?
Yes.
See, I love that. I think that's such
It is a team tournament.
Totally. And that was always some of my favorite stories was, oh, we hooked this fish, and he pulled on it for an hour, then I pulled on it for an hour, then he pulled on it for a half hour, and then we finally got, you know, I love that part of it.
It's
fun.
When you're dealing with some of this equipment they're using on heavy line, that kind of thing, and some of the tackle they're using now, they're going to get these fish in pretty quick, you know, with the kites and the balloons and the heavy rigs. But a lot of these fish are not biting on the heavy line. So you might end up with fishing, 40-pound leader, you know, to get these things to bite. And I don't recommend that. I say just stick with 80 to 100 and over to get these fish in because it is a time tournament, and lines are out at 4, and you got to be back in by 6. So,
how many days of fishing?
It's 2 days of fishing.
2 days of fishing.
Yeah. So
basically, and anybody can enter.
Anybody can enter. Now,
how much is it?
It is $1,000 a team.
Uh-huh.
To enter.
Team of four,
and then
so
you're in the overall, and so that's 250, and then there's the optional jackpots that you can go all the way up to $23,000 for the entry, and teams go anywhere in between. You can get into any of those, and it's if you're into an optional, it pays. Let's say it's a $1,000 optional. You're only competing against the team, the people or the teams that are in that $1,000 optional, and then that's every day. It's a new day. So if you didn't get that biggest fish in that optional to beat you guys, let's say, you know, you guys are the only guys in the optional with me. I only have to beat you and you guys.
Yeah, you might go from fishing a 150 person tournament to a 12 person tournament,
exactly.
Or a 20 person tournament.
Right, exactly.
For sometimes more money.
Exactly.
And it's big fish win, big tuna wins. Can you bring in what if somebody catches a bluefin?
That's a tuna.
It's a tuna.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen anybody bring it.
What if somebody catches a 300 pound skipjack?
No.
That's a tuna.
Yeah, but no man in the world could wind in a skipjack if it got to be 300 pounds, let alone the fact they don't get that big. You couldn't even dream about landing that thing.
Maybe that one would come over from Japan.
So a yellowfin or a bluefin?
Godzilla skipjack. No, it's a. I've never heard of anybody catching a. I've never catched anybody getting a bluefin in Cabo. It's all yellowfin, and it's on the banks. And they are there. These fish are on the banks.
It's going to be a good tournament this year.
I've been reporting on this. In between these little blows and rains they've been getting, Pisces had a tournament. They went up to the north, you know, on the Pacific side, and they were using kites and balloons and that because just a crew, 40th annual, they just had a crew
that's cool.
tournament. And they were getting fish up to 190 pounds and probably breaking off other ones. And then now we've had two fish that are 280, 250 from the Herradura and also nearby at the Gordo. So
well, there's some big fish.
There's some
right
big fish
it's gonna
coming
be
in.
A good tournament this year.
Yeah,
how
it's going to be crazy.
How many boats do you anticipate?
We will have, I think, we had 147 last year.
Wow.
So we'll have, hey. I believe we're on track for 150, 160.
Wow. So largest ever, you think?
No, largest ever, I think, would be 185. That was when the tournament,
teams?
In the very beginnings, about the third or fourth year, it was the entry was fairly much, quite a bit lower. A lot of charter boats were in it. Some of the charter boats will not, and it's hard to explain why, the whole idea behind the tournament was to start at that level where it was a low entry, and then bring it up. Mm-hmm. And bring it up to where it was still acceptable. So $1,000 per team is still $250 a person. It's not going to kill anybody. And I will tell you right now, I went through it and came up with an evaluation of what it costs to be in the tournament, what it costs to charter a boat, get food, bait, a rental car, fly down, do the whole thing, be in two optional jackpots, the Wahoo and Dorado $1,000 and one of the first tuna one, and then enter as a team, stay at a hotel. It was $2,700 to do the tournament and be fully into the tournament.
That's cool.
$2,700. Now, if you want to get a limo to take you in and all this, but that's rental car, hotel.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, $2,700.
Per person.
You can't even go to Alaska for $2,700, and that includes airfare.
Wow.
So it's not as expensive as you think, and that's why we have a large number of teams. There's
so
not
how many local teams you have, and look, how many imported teams?
Let me say one thing. There's not a charter boat available in Cabo right now.
You can't get one.
Well, there's like three. I think I posted Jay Bush. You know, it's $2,700 a day. You might get that chartered. He won the tournament and the Bisbees the same year, way back. There's a few boats popping up here and there, and then I'll post them and get them in. But it's hard, you know. But guys have their own boats; they bring them down, and so we really do depend on a lot of teams to have their own boats and their own yachts and get involved. And this year,
Jen Ren comes down from the East Cape. There's several boats come down from the East Cape.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I asked just the other day. I said, "Hey, do you know anybody down there who would offer their boat up? Because you know how to do it." And he says, "Yeah, I have a buddy, and so he knows how to fly the kite and the balloon. He really knows how to catch big fish. It's a great boat." So I posted that one, and hopefully we'll get that one chartered.
Nice.
The problem is we just don't have enough boats down there. We would probably end up having 200, but there's only so many charter boats down there that actually can catch big tuna.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are marlin guys, and you got to remember, some of the charter boats down there are just linked completely to timeshares.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go on a timeshare, and that's their interest. They want to take
right.
people marlin fishing. The real good boats for tuna are there's about 120 of them there. That's a lot. And then you bring over about 20 from the East Cape and then the La Paz and a few other areas, and then you've got the private boats, and that's what fills it in.
Those are the boats that are going to be competitive.
Yeah, people complain that sometimes, I wasn't on a boat. It was competitive. The guy was just looking around. And we actually hooked a marlin. The guy got as excited, and you're trying to explain. It's not a marlin tournament. It's a tuna tournament. So then they cancel those guys out, and they find other boats down there. And then the longer a guy comes down or a team comes down there and sees the tournament and how it works, they're going to go investigate other boats. And so the boats that don't do well or don't have it together, they're not going to be chartered. But the Picante fleet, completely booked. Pisces fleet, completely booked. All 20 boats out of the Red Drum, booked. I was down there in June, and I couldn't find a boat.
Wow.
I was walking around. Hey, you got a boat? The only boats that were available were just this, you know, the marlin-type boats, you know,
Cabo is popular
now.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
So, we're always looking for boats and get people in there. But it's a fun tournament. You know, we have two parties. We have two sit-down parties. We have an 800-person awards dinner on the pier. It's going to be unbelievable. The fireworks this year. We're going to really streamline the dinner so it's a lot more fun and just honor the staff, sponsor, and the winners. And really have a great thing. Interview them, you know, up there on the stage, and then we are going to have a raised level stage for the weigh-ins this year. A digital scoreboard, and it's always fun anyhow.
Yeah, a lot of coordination. You've been down and up and down to Cabo a number of times, getting this all coordinated, right?
Yeah, I've been down
it's
twice.
It's all on you, right?
Been twice this year. Well, it's not all on me. Believe me, the Western Outdoor News has a whole bunch of people there doing a lot of the groundwork. I'm there just making sure that there's a connection between the publication and Cabo, so that there's staff, there's sponsors down there, and I mean by staff, there's supporters. You know, yeah. Tracy Ehrenberg is is totally invaluable. Brian Solomon at Solomon's Landing. These are people that have been sponsors and supporters of it. Dreammaker Charters, 20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
And so, I depend on those people.
Yeah.
I'm up here. You know, I can't be down there all the time. You know, so yeah, it's been fun, and it's going smoothly. And we had a political change down there, so there's a little bit of the paperwork issues there, you know, of getting the venue sites. I say it's a little bit like putting on four weddings over a 9-day period.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, we have 9 events going on. You know, charity. We raised a lot of money for charity, so we have a lot of charity things going on there that are tied to it, and the sponsors really get involved in those. And it's fun for the anglers. It's not like just trying to pull money out of people for Smiles International Foundation. We make it fun, you know, charter, you know, on the start boat charter. People want to go on the start boat? Sure, it's $30. We cater it. Mimosas, champagne, drinks, food, it's all free. It's all part of the $30. And then we have drawings for sunglasses. Costa sponsors it. And then we have...
I've been on that start boat. It's a lot of fun.
Teams dress up, you know, show us your Costas, and they get up in these crazy outfits on the boat, and they come by and show the number, show us your number, and they have their outfits. And we have a contest for that. Best dress contest sponsored by Fishworks. So we try to make it fun. We have a ton of stuff to give away, and we don't want to just go ticket number 1222. We try to make it. We have a lot to give away. So
get all that stuff down there.
I ship it down. I'm shipping it down on the 10th.
Wow.
It costs us $5,000 to ship that.
Imagine. That's a lot of stuff.
My garage, yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about. You know, Pat's still writing. Talk Baja. Talk local fishing. Talk the Western Outdoor News, as well as the tuna tournament. Lots to talk about.
You're not kidding, man. Going to be a great show. Lots of fun and lots of great information. What great timing to have Pat in here with this great fishing that's going on right now. Tuna fishing. I mean, you can call it what you want to call it. It was about wide open this week. Some great yellowfin fishing from our local full-day guys all the way out to the day-and-a-half guys. Some great fishing, going to be some great reports, and we want to talk to you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can join us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. 1090 and talk about that great yellowfin fishing. Somebody is going to win a very cool prize at the end of the show today, and that's a full day trip to go fishing aboard the Liberty with Captain Taro at a Fisherman's Landing. A great dude. It's been like a broken record every day at the shop. By like lunchtime, you get a, you know, you hear a phone call come in or a radio call, you know, okay, we're done, you know, we're gonna go look for Dorado now, or we're completely loaded up on skipjack and yellowfin. We're going to go do this now. It's just been such amazing fishing. And somebody's going to get to go participate in that because we're giving away a trip on the Liberty. Again, if you want to get through, have your chance to talk to Pat or your chance to win that great trip, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, his ears must have been burning. We're
yeah, right?
Gen Ren Sport Fishing in the East Cape. Good morning, Mark Rayer.
Hey, Mark.
I just had to call in and say hello. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here. I can't say enough about how much Pat does for this tournament. We fish a lot of tournaments, and this is the tuna tournament in Cabo San Lucas is my most fun tournament of the whole year.
Cool.
I guess it's always fun to win and cash a check, and we've had our share of those. Oh, man, it's starting to rain here. To cash a check, and we've had our share of that. But it's fun anyhow. And, you know, we live 65 miles from Cabo San Lucas in a completely different environment. It's like calm Margaritaville here, and Cabo San Lucas is like rock and roll city. And I don't generally like going down there that much. But for this tournament, it's just a blast, and that's the one time I really look forward to going to Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark has been he's always been on the edge of winning that tournament.
Competitive.
Last year, how big was that fish? 230 pounds? 239?
Yeah, 239, I believe.
Yeah, and I think you won well over $100,000 for your team last year. So,
sweet.
Yeah. But Mark is always on the cusp of winning. You get a hook a big fish, or he lost one year that would have won the tournament. And every year he's like, oh, we hooked up another big one, or it was a huge one, but it wasn't big enough to beat the guys in there. Because it's a lot of, it's a procession of big fish coming in. You know, you'd think a 250-pounder would win some money. And one year it was like, I don't know, what do I have to do to win money in this tournament? And so what you have to do is just be in enough jackpots and then get that 239-pounder that'll put you over the top on those jackpots. And that's what happened last year with Mark. And, guys like him, who know how to fish, bring their boats over from East Cape. All three of his boats are coming over. And then his friend's boat, I think, may be chartered. I'm not sure. And there's probably a couple of others. I know the Van Warmer, Chucky, came over, and he won several years
Chucky,
ago.
Senator Chucky, you mean?
Is he senator now?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Right, Mark?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he won a couple of years ago. And, yeah, so the East Cape is always represented very well. Top anglers over there, top captains.
Boats. Yeah. And your boats, all three of your boats fish in the tournament. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, all three boats are fishing in the tournament. I think, you know, for several years, I had teams that would come fish, and then maybe they'd come back the following year, maybe they wouldn't. I think now I have a cemented group of people who are going to come every year, so I don't think my boats will be available to anybody else unless something unforeseen happens. I did, you know, 2 years ago we did finish third place in the tournament. It was kind of a heartbreak. And it was Rob Jones, Jones Fish, believe it or not. That's the name of his company. And he called and canceled for last year. And he canceled because his wife got pregnant and she was due right at the time the tournament was going to be. And he said, hey, I just can't get a hall pass. I just can't come, but sign me up for the following year. So that's what I did. And opportunities like that do come up. So never say never that we won't have a spot.
Sure.
But it's not real likely. And then at the end of the day with him, she had the baby early and told him he could come, and I was able to get him on Generan 3 because the guy on Generan 3, part of his team, fell out. So then he did get to come fish the tournament with his son. It was really cool. Oh, the first day of the tournament, they caught 186-pound tuna on the kite, and it was early in the morning, and the scales don't open until, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, something like that. Pat knows better than me. But anyhow, these guys are fishermen, and he convinced Polo, the skipper, to drag the fish into the salon of the boat so it could be in the air conditioning.
Oh, no way.
Until the scale opens.
That's hilarious.
That's hardcore fishing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Drag 180-some-pound tuna into the salon.
Yeah, you must have been thrilled about that.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see it, and I didn't hear about it until afterwards, but it's a chuckle now.
That's funny.
No kidding. So tell us about what's going on in the East Cape right now. I know you've had lots of rain lately, right, from Hurricane Rosa.
No, this is the first drop of rain we've got from Rosa right now.
Really?
We have gotten no rain, no wind, no weather. It's dead flat calm. You can go on teamgenren.com and look at our webcams. It's flat as a pancake out there. The storm went wide left and completely went around us. You guys are going to get hammered with some rain, it looks like.
Yeah, but now Cabo San Lucas got a pretty big rain, though, right?
I don't know. That's a lifetime away from me. I think they might have got some rain.
60 miles, right?
60 miles, but another planet?
Yeah,
a different planet for sure. Well, and the day before yesterday, we went south to Fraley's. We ended up hanging 6 Wahoo.
Nice.
El Regalo got 10 the day before. I mean, Wahoo went from 0 to insane, like, overnight. All the guys are flying orange flags. But there was a huge swell, like a huge, huge swell all the way up at Los Fraley's coming from the Pacific Ocean. But Rosa got up to 145 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was a big one.
But down, up here on the East Cape, we don't get as hardly any influence from the Pacific Ocean. We're like in a different world here. And it is like a pancake and has been. And it just seems like we have high pressure here now. And I don't know if it's the high pressure or what it is, but the fish have just lit up. We got an almost 60-pound Dorado a couple days ago.
Nice.
We had the Wahoo. Yesterday we got 2 big tuna up near Sarabo Island. We got 170, well, I say big. Big for a Valiant 300 with 30-pound line.
Yeah.
They're line shy, so we got to fish them with light line. But we had a 71 and a 56-pound tuna on the light gear.
Wow.
So it's gone from good to better to totally insane.
Oh, that's fantastic. Here. Well, we're very excited. We're just a couple weeks away from our Let's Talk Hookup 24th annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. We have a big group, 60-plus, in the tournament this year, so that's going to be real exciting and perfect timing for those coming to our tournament October 11th at Palmas de Cortez. So that's going to be a good time.
Yeah, Pete, I can't imagine that this bite won't hold up, and that this might be, in your 20-some years, this might be the all-time best. I mean, We still have a boat available if somebody hasn't
for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Wow. Well, I know you probably have spotty tournaments, availability on Genren. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with Genren? Sounds like good fishing.
TeamGenren.com, JenWren.com, or you can call me on my cell phone at 308-5841. That's 310-308-5841.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us, Mark, and continued good. Keep that fish around for us, okay? I'm looking forward to going fishing with you.
I'm enjoying listening to Pat. He's getting me all fired up. The din has been avoiding us, but this might be our year.
All right.
All right, Mark.
Go get it. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. New president of CCA California San Diego chapter, David Chavez, is on the line. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, anglers.
Hi, David.
Rick, Pat. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, first of all, thanks for taking over the reins from Steve on the presidency of CCA San Diego chapter, CCA California San Diego chapter. Looking forward to working with you and a great job ahead.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the support. We got a lot of great backing. We got a lot coming up this year and rolling into next year. Hey, listen, I just wanted to take a little bit of time to invite everybody to our banquet. We're doing a partnership with Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. Our theme is sustainability through partnership. It'll be Saturday, November 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. Seats are $50. Tables are $500. And we got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, it is. It's such a great event, too, and a great venue right there at Hub SeaWorld on Mission Bay.
Right. We're doing good food, good entertainment, huge raffle, and we're going to be giving tours of our hatchery programs for our white sea bass and the halibut broodstock. So it's going to be very interesting and fun.
Really? How much is it, David?
It's $50 a person, and you can buy tables for $500. It's 10 per table, and we're looking at an Eventbrite that we have up now. So if they want to buy them online, they can buy them online, or they can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram to look for our information.
And I might add, too, that $50 donation also includes a one-year membership to CCA California, right?
That's absolutely right.
So if you're a member of CCA California, you get an extra year added onto your membership, or if you're a new member, it's a brand-new membership.
That's cool.
Really a great event. Again, Saturday, November 10th, Hub SeaWorld in Mission Bay, right across from Dana Landing. Again, how do we get tickets, David?
You can get them on Eventbrite at CCA of Cal SD 2018.eventbrite.com/. And you can find this information on our Facebook page. You can find it on our Instagram. We're putting out email blasts. We're putting out social networking. You can go on to our website itself at www.bcacal.org and find out the information there as well.
Yeah, you can click right on that attend and you can buy the tickets right off of the ccacal.org website, correct?
Right. I'm sorry, it was ccacalifornia.org.
California.org. Yeah, ccacalifornia.org. All right, David, good job, and congratulations on the new job as president of the San Diego chapter and continued success with the event.
Thank you. Hope to see you guys there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, David. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's continue on, find out what's going on in the Baja. We're going to get our catch report on with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their lines of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro, Pat, hope you guys are doing good in San Diego.
All good, buddy. All good. Man.
Hey, that's cool, man. Listen, fishing from Loretto all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas, it's really, really good this time of year. As far as Loretto goes, lots of Dorado. The only problem is there are a lot of little small guys. So, you know, I suggest, you know, anything under 8 or 10 pounds, man, let them go. Let them get big. But they are catching a lot of small Dorado. A few yellowtail mixed in on the regular spots down there for the yellows. Nice grade of yellows, some 20, 25-pound fish, so it's pretty good there. Also, they're getting a few roosters along the beaches. But you get down in that La Paz, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, it's on fire down there. Lots and lots of tuna. La Paz experiencing some great tuna fishing there off the southeast end of Sorabo Island around Roca Montaña and over at Las Arenas, just off the beach there. Fish up to 100 pounds. They're also getting Dorado, a little bit bigger grade Dorado there. And, of course, roosters along the lighthouse there around Las Arenas and then on south from there. But San Jose del Cabo really kicked up really well this past week. Here again, the usual areas, Iman Bank, San Luis, Vino Rama, lots and lots of tuna down there. And they're getting basically the same grade they're getting there in La Paz area, up to 100 pounds there. The good news is that the wahoo are starting to show. So it looks like that wahoo season is being kicked off down there, and hopefully by the time we get our wahoo rumble group in there, November 2 to 6 there in San Jose del Cabo, we've got 46 anglers on that trip, and I'm hoping that those wahoo are in there and really provide lots of action because that's our most targeted species there in that area. As far as marlin go, still a lot of stripers around. The blues are coming in, a few blacks, but otherwise there's some great fishing going on. They had a hurricane coming up the coast there that's probably going to predicted to come on shore somewhere around San Quintin, probably on Monday, but it's producing quite a bit of rain. I know that Cabo San Lucas, the streets are flooded there. It seemed that the rain, the way it came in there, it missed San Jose del Cabo from what I understand, but it did hit Cabo pretty hard, got the East Cape, and then going up the coast probably, I would imagine, La Paz got plenty of rain too this past few days here. So, but that storm is heading north, and I think here in Southern California, we're probably going to get some showers from that particular storm. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm now, but it should bring plenty of rain for the middle part of Baja and then north of there. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. And Ricky, don't forget, we got our Loretto Rumble May 19 to 23. I still got some rooms left on that and some boats. So people are thinking about joining us on that trip. Please start making the decision you want to go.
That's going to be such a great time. And, you know, you can fly nonstop from LAX on Alaska Airlines, or you can fly nonstop out of Tijuana, of the CBX, down to Loretto. The La Mission Hotel, one of the most beautiful hotels in all of Mexico and Baja, right on the Malecón there. And you've got a lineup of a whole bunch of the top captains in Loretto. It's going to be a fun tournament, right, Cashman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always a great time of year. Lots of yellows that time of year. Of course, you know, that's the time the big Cabrilla and the Pargo are coming in pretty good numbers there. So, you know, since we're going to be giving prizes for the three or four biggest Yellowtail, Pargo, or Cabrilla, it should be a fun tournament.
Yeah. How do one sign up if they want to come to the Loretto Rumble next May?
Well, give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next week. And just one more thing, Pete, I still have one or two spots available on our Pesca Panama trip next April, and be fishing with Ricky at no extra charge.
There you go.
I was gonna say, and I must need to hit the deodorant or something. I can't believe we haven't filled the spot. I'm ready to go, man. Let's make it happen.
It could be the last of Pesca Panama.
I'm so worried about that.
It could be the end.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you better take advantage of it.
All right, well, you guys have a good week, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right,
thanks Cass, man.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
All right, that's going to wrap up our report. We're going to jump right back into the phones. We got some very patient callers. If you want to get through right now, the best number I would try would be that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've been out of the loop for a while. I've been working a lot of weekends. I just want to say glad you all got your field research in, and congratulations, Rick.
Oh, thanks.
On the engagement.
And thanks, buddy.
Congratulations on the show for being around as long as it has. I missed that show. It was bummed. Okay, so I got a couple questions for everybody. Well, not one question. Okay, so Western Outdoor News, like that was I'd go to my local 7-Eleven and, like, be reading that, like, you know, on my lunch on my high school lunch break, and I'd never, it's totally worth being kicked out of 7-Eleven to read that thing, because there was always some rad picture on the front that you knew it was time to go. And even the locals, there's like Dixon in there and Hodges. But then when you saw that, the tuna were coming, and back, this was like 94. So, it was like 2,000 tuna on the dock every day.
It is crazy to think about how complete the coverage is in Western Outdoor News is.
From so did you have a question, Dan?
Oh, yeah. The question was, I know that Pat, he's come up through this, and, thanks for all your work. And I've always been a big fan of, fishing, the good ones, like Western Outdoor News and, California saltwater fishing. And
the question is...
Oh, sorry. What happened to inside sport fishing? Because Michael Foulkes was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to inside sport fishing. I know Michael's still around.
For sure.
And
Michael's doing a lot of
group and all that stuff.
Michael's doing a lot of work on the industry side of things, building websites. He builds some really good websites. He hosts several websites for several prominent long-range sport fishing boats and just doing his thing.
Other projects, than TV.
Still very involved in the fishing industry. I mean, the guy's a wizard when it comes to those types of things. And
he's like the master production.
Exactly,
guy.
Yeah, and still kicking butt.
One of the
butt.
Greatest fishing cinematographers ever.
No doubt about it. There's no one you could say that's better. Maybe people that be on that level. But there's definitely been nobody that's able to take a bunch of footage and be able to tell a story with it as well as Michael.
Yeah,
you watch one of his shows and you just get so pumped and wanting to go.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Dan, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in and talk to Lou, calling us from Fullerton. I have a weird feeling Lou's probably a little better at getting direct to the point.
Yeah, you think?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Lou?
Just fine. Good morning, Pete. Hey, my question is, what is the tax consequence for all these teams that win money?
I'm sure
Mexico's getting their piece and the government's getting their piece. And how does that work? And I'll take the answer off the air. And you boys are doing great. And I pick you up in Baja Bay of L.A. every Saturday and Sunday till at least 8 o'clock. And then I get religious music, and I have to sit down and pray.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That sounds good. Okay, well, answer that question. First off, we do is we take the Mexican taxes out of all the winnings. And then the second thing we do is we pay out 10%. If it's a charter boat, we pay 10% to the captain.
Oh, that's cool.
Then we ask each angler to give us their information, their tax information and their address, everything else, and what percentage each angler wants to get. Because one person can't take the entire tax burden. So, like Pete, if you had a team and you'd say, oh, no, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of everything. I'll disperse the money to all you guys. No, you don't want to do that because you're going to end up paying all the taxes.
So, and are there Mexican taxes as well as U.S.
taxes? Right. The first thing we do is we take out the Mexican taxes. And so then what's left is we give 10% to the captains, and then we disperse the money to the anglers, and then we 1099. If you don't take that money into the United States, invested in a timeshare, a condo, or a boat, or whatever you do with that money, you don't take
it. You leave it in Mexico.
Leave it in Mexico. You don't have to pay any taxes on it.
Open a Mexican bank account and invest it.
Right. Yeah. So tax attorneys, of course, have all that information. But we always 1099 everybody, and so Mark knows all about that, about the distribution of it. It takes us about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most, to get the money out and mailed out to there. And it's a lot of checks. We had 9 teams that won money last year, and everyone had 4-person anglers, and there were 4 checks for each team.
Wow.
And then I know this is not very exciting for fishing, show.
No, but
good info.
But the key thing on these tournaments is you have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's, or else they're going to shut you down. Yeah. And so Bob Twilliger and his staff and Lori, they do the right stuff.
So you collect a lot of money in Mexico.
Yes.
You have to when you do that, you have to pay Mexican taxes.
We don't really collect any money in Mexico. We collect all the money up here in the United States, but we pay our Mexican taxes.
Taxes.
I mean, so the biggest problem tournaments down in Cabo have had is they don't pay their Mexican taxes, and next thing you know, they're in trouble.
Yes.
See, that was one of the questions I had. So when you say you take the money out to pay the Mexican, so the angler doesn't have to worry about anything.
No.
You're handling all of that for him.
No, we would never expect an American angler to pay Mexican taxes. But that's money that they have to pay.
Right.
And so
but
they don't have to.
Take care of it.
Absolutely. And that's what Bob does for 2 weeks. He sits there and he just meticulously does these
and
checks.
And you guys have done it for 20 years, so you know exactly what
to do. That's right.
And
so,
you say, you may not sound as exciting as you're thinking, but, you know, there's a lot of us up here that are investing a lot of hard-earned money, and it's good knowing that you're with the most reputable people who've been doing it for 20 years. And
well, the first thing that happens when you catch that big fish is trying to figure out, what am I going to do with that money? Even before you get to the weigh scale.
That's a good problem.
That's a great problem.
That kind of problem.
Champagne. Yeah. Problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Gee, darn, I've got some money I just won. What am I going to do with it?
That's cool. But we make sure we tell people, if you're going to tip your captain, that's fine. I go, but if you're going to win $100,000, $10,000that money is going to go to the captain right away. So you may not want to go and give him a be real generous.
Yeah.
Just be aware that we're going to give 10% to that captain.
Automatically.
And otherwise, these guys will be like, who cares if they catch a tuna? Let's go marlin fishing, you know? So it really puts the incentive to the captain, absolutely, and the crew.
That's great. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up as always. If you want to get your chance to talk to Pat and win your trip to go fishing on board the Liberty, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Dave, who's calling us from ANZA this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just got back from that two-day Let's Talk Hookup trip aboard the Liberty, and boy, we really had quite a trip. You know, we left last Sunday evening, and Captain Taro told us we'd be making a pretty long run. He heard of some good water about 110 miles south, so did the overnight run down there. And once we got in the area, we had to do a little bit of looking around, but once he put us on the honey hole, it was incredible. We had our two-day limit of tuna within, an hour and a half. It was just wide open crazy. If you could have cast out 100-pound test line with a dead bait on it, and they were attacking it. So
wow.
It was really something. And after we had our two-day limit, we ran into a little problem. We couldn't get out of the tuna.
I can't get away from them.
Yeah, they must have followed us. And the thing is, the fish we started to catch were even a bigger grade than we initially caught, but, you know, they all had to go back in. But anyhow, we did find a nice kelp. We caught a little over one around on some good quality Dorado. And then after that, Captain Taro took us to the high spot off of Colonnette for some yo-yo fishing, and we put, I think, about 75 quality yellowtail on board. So
what a trip.
It was an incredible trip. It just, you know, we caught the full menu. Once we got back to the dock, I'll tell you, it was a bunch of happy faces that got off that boat. It was
flat, calm weather.
Oh, it was. It was just comfortably warm, and it was like fishing on a lake. You couldn't have asked for better.
That's so cool. Well, yeah. Both our two-day Liberty trips back-to-back there. Arnie hosted the first one. You hosted the second one. Huge success. Gamakatsu and CalStar sponsors the first one, and big success. Lots of Gamakatsu hooks and everything.
Yeah.
We want to thank them for all of that, and so much good times. I'm sure we'll be doing again next year, Dave. You want to go?
Oh, book me up right now. This has always been my favorite time of year to go out, and anybody that puts their gear away at this time of year, it's just, what a big mistake. And I got to say about the Liberty, too, you know, that's not a day boat that does multi-day trips. It's a multi-day boat that happens to do day trips, too. Captain Tall's got an excellent crew. I mean, we have lots of fish blood on the deck, but, you know, always cleaned up. The heads on that boat are immaculate. And I got to tell you about those Liberty burgers. I think they only get a couple of them off the cow. Those things are huge.
Wow, that's cool. Well, Dave, thanks for doing a good job hosting the Liberty today. We got on our newsletter next week, Bill Varney's quickly working on story that Dave wrote and pictures from Arnie and such. It'll be posted if you subscribe to our newsletter. The Let's Talk Hookup newsletter will be delivered to you next week. So if you're not on our newsletter list, you can do that on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just sign up for our newsletter. We only send it every other week or when something special happens. So we're not going to flood your inbox with tons of stuff, just some good information there. So be sure to check that out on our newsletter next week. Thanks, Dave, for doing a great job there. We appreciate it.
Okay, good deal. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Dave. Right,
appreciate that very much. Hey, you know, I can't believe it, but we have a spot that opened up on our six-day Shogun trip.
No way. To
Guadalupe Island. And somebody came down ill, unfortunately, and that opened up one spot. The trip has been full for a year. And the trip is, it's a six-day trip, I believe, Sunday, October 21st, and comes back the following Saturday.
Such
so it's a Sunday
time.
To a Saturday at the end of October, I mean, you can't get any better.
Yeah, that's
that.
A perfect schedule, too, because you take advantage of having the weekend, so you're missing less time of work. You get back on a Saturday. You said you get back on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, one day to recover before you go back into the office. Yep. Perfect timing. And, are you kidding me, late October? Like that, there is not a more not a more perfect time. That was the window where that really big fish was biting in Guadalupe last year, too. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You were on that trip. Yeah,
and I was on the trip, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's
it was
so
unbelievable.
Good. It's so good.
The shark issues start to go away that
exactly.
time of the year.
Exactly,
and,
exactly.
It's game on for the big tuna. So.
And who's to say what else is going on, too, with just such good wahoo fishing? The guys are seeing on the ridge now. You know, you've got a possibility doing that. There's all this offshore fishing going on. I mean, there are a lot of really good options for that trip, the best of which being that is prime time for Guadalupe. Yeah.
But only one spot available if you want to go.
Snag it.
ShogunSportFishing.com. You can book it right online at Shogun Sport Fishing right now. Oh, and check out our website, Let's Talk Hookup.com on the trips page there. Or just call Lopresti Sport Fishing, 619-226-8030, and grab that spot before it's gone.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catchport and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.